Omar Rabbi, Yatavadav Tezayin Madalafia. Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Omar Rabba Baba Huna, that Komilsa de Misamra Biapit Losa, anything that's said over in front of three people, less than Mishum Lishna Bishna. There's no Wissa Lashon Hara anymore on it, to say it over. My time, what's the reason? Chavra Chavris Lay, this friend has another friend. The Chavra Chavris, and that friend has a third friend. Meaning to say, once three people know about it, it's going to be spread out, everybody will know about it. So Rashi learns, the Nisamra Biapit Losa means Shehabaylam Mamrubut Megimel. Means Reuven himself said over something about himself in front of three people. So now when these three people hear it, it's as if the whole world knows about it. So if one of these three people go and tell it over, there's no whistle Lashon Hara. Is Hamagaloi saying the Lashon Hara? Shezek Gilu Tchilu Daitoi Shemagaloi saying the Cheshesh the Med Yedir the Tefli Golis. But the person Reuven has said it over knows that since three people know about it, everybody will know about it. So obviously he doesn't care if my called Lashon Hara to him. Therefore, we're allowed to say it over. That's where Rashi learns the Seta. Then the Chanami, just on the three people, somebody says Lashon Hara in front of three people, Avada does not have to say it over again. The Rashi learns only if the Bailam himself says it in front of three people, meaning he doesn't care if anybody says it over. The verse says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said, My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Mevorach Royeyu B'kol Godol. Somebody could bless his friend like with a loud voice, Ba'boik in the morning, Hashkem Klola Techoshav Loi, and that broch at the end could turn out to be a curse. What's the case? Kagoyin de Mikle Liyashpiza, that you went into somebody's house and he gave you a good meal. For Torche Kamayu Shapri took very good care of you. So the Mocha, the next day when you leave his house, Nofi, you go to Shul, Yosef Shukla in the street, in the marketplace, you sit down in the marketplace in front of a lot of people. For Yom Yisrei Rachmon and the Vroch Elapalm, like Hashem should bless this person, Tochi Torah Kamoi, like he was such a good host, he took such good care of me. But the male, if he said outside in the street, for Shamin and Inshi, a lot of people now are going to hear that. For Yazlina, they're going to go to him, for Yantinale, they'll give him a very hard time. Maybe they'll steal from him, they'll take it away by Korcho, when they don't deserve it. For Yonsenle, like they'll force him. That's cool, the Kakrola really cursed him. You have to be careful how you say it. Yeah. They shouldn't say it Barabim. If you say it Bitsinu privately, it's a nice thing. But not to say it over Barabim. Tony Ravdimi, Achbod Rav Safra, the brother of Safra, that Le'olam Ayisap Rodim B'Tavosha Shechaveroi. A person should not even talk about the good of his friend. Shemeterek Tavosha Bolderosim. Once you start talking about the person, even if you only start to say good, you'll end up saying something bad. Yeah, he's great, but this one thing, no. And he could hear me some say, Rav Dimi, Ach, brother of Safra, Cholish. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra himself, was sick. He's all Rav Safra Lishulbe. So Safra went to visit him to ask him how he's doing. Omale. So Rav Dimi said, like, Omalehu. So he said, I listened to everything Rabbanan said, and I maybe taste him, and he doesn't know why he became sick, like really. Is Omalei, ha mi mekiyamto, where you mekayim this halacha also, that we just learned that li'olam ha'yisap rodem v'tevosu shechaver, a person is not even talking about the good about his friend. Shemeterech tevosu, because once you start talking about good about him, bolu de genusi meos kama talk bad about him. No, this I did not hear. If you have a Sheminale Kiyamti, if I would have heard about it, I would have been Mekayimit. So Kitzim is a pretty big tzaddik. He did everything. Just this one, Aloch, he didn't hear about it. But from now on, if I say he's Mekablet. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yechanon, Al Shiva Dvorim Negoyim Boyim. On seven different things, seven affairs, like the punishment you get, leprosy, you come in Nega. Al Lashon Hara. You speak bad, Lashon Hara, Yashvi Chazdomi, we kill somebody, Yashvu Ashav, you swear false, Yagil Aroyis, Yagasa Saruach, you feel the act haughty, Yagazel, Yal Tzorasain, if you don't act nice to other people, Tzorasain, you hold everything for yourself. Now, our Lashon Hara, how do we know? The Pasuk says, Milashni Basefer Rieyu, Oisei Atzmi, we had the Pasuk before, you speak bad, Hashem like wipe you out Atzmis, And we dash before us, it means Loshen of Chalutin, to become a Mitzayra. As Shvichas Dom Nichtiv, V'yal Yichros Min Beis Yoyiv Zev U'Mitzayra. Why? Because they killed people over there. You see, because the Shvichas Domim, they got back the punishment of becoming a Mitzayras. Rashi is like Yichsum Beis Yoyiv, if they show against Avner. Because he killed Avner, because of that, he had the punishment of being a Mitzayra. He Ashua Shov, swearing false. They see the Pasuk says, Vayomer Naaman, Naaman said he swore false over there, Hoyer Kach Kikrim, take these bread, and really he swore false. Rashi's Hoyer, he Shova, Shashurchan Elisha, that these bread came from the Shulchan of Elisha, come take them. It was he swore false. But see the Pasuk says right away, Vitzaraf Naaman Tidbek Bechon, you should become a Mitzayra. The Agila Royus, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, "V'nage Hashem is Paroi Negoyim." Hashem gave Paro Negoyim, and because Paro had Gila Royus, so Paro took away the wife of Avram. Yes, because of that, Gila Royus, he got Negoyim. The Agatha Saruach, this is the Pasuk says, "Over Chav Kosei Gavli Boy Abli Hashkif V'Yimu Bashem Lekov V'Yetzaras Zorcha V'Metchay Stili." He had Gova Libra, he acted Bagaiva, and the Apostle says, but Taras Zorka Vemetzloi, the Taras shined out on his forehead. Fial Hagezu, the Apostle says, Vitziva Koin Apinu Asabayis, that if you come in Mitzayrom, so the Koin comes in like it has to empty out your house, it shouldn't become Tamei. Tony went like this, Hu Konos Momin Shenishaloi, this person stole a lot of things and brought into his house things that didn't belong to him. Therefore, the punishment is, Yovi Yakoin, the coin will come in via Fazim Amoinoi, and the coin will spread out, take out his mummin. You see, for Gezel, you get Saras. Via Tsara Sain, being a narrow eye, you don't want to give out to other people. The Chsiva says, Uboa Sheloi Habayis. You come in that he has a house. Uboa Sheloi Habayis. So we dash in, Torah Dever Bishmuel, Mishim Yuchid Beiseloi. It means, where does the Tsaras come? Somebody only kept this house for himself, didn't have any other guests, wasn't nice to other people. Rashi says, Shiyachet Beisa means Klitash Risha, things that he owned. Shiloh Yeshivu Machinu landed out to other people. Ayadig Mor says, Ayvomer Avanoni Bar Sheshun, Lo Monis Mechopashes Big Dekuna. He has a question like this. Yeah, like, it was a question, Kashin Nabi, there were other Kaporis for Lashon Hara. Because he says, why did the Torah put the parasha of Digde Kuna next to the parasha of Kabonis? Lemlo, to teach us, Ma Kabonis Mechaper, just like the Korban is Mechaper, Digde Kuna Mechaper, what then Digde Kuna is also Mechaperin? What does that mean to say, Ksoinis, like the shirt, is Mechaperas HaShvichas Domim? Somebody killed somebody, so the Ksoinis, the claim goes, we're on the Ksoinis, it's Mechaper you. The Pasuk says, Vayitlu as a Ksoinis Badom, Vayesa, they took the Ksoinis and they dipped it into the blood. Mashmud the Ksayin, the Rashi Remes Oyelem, Shet Filos, Kaporas Domim, Olai De Ksayinus. That the Kapora for Shvichas Domim is going to be through the Ksayinus. Nechnesayin, the underpants the Kohen wears, is Mechapun Agila Royas. So the Pasuk says, Vyosa Nechnesay Bad, Lechasa is Boser Erva, to cover up his Erva, meaning to say Nechatoyim, that was done with the Erva. It's Nefes, the hat the Kohen wears, is Mechaperas Agafi Ruach, somebody acts too Bagaivinik, too high. Rabbi Chanina, the young Rabbi Chanina, Yovei Dovah Shebegoyim, let something come that's on the top, on his hat, on his head, V'yichaper Al-Maisa Goyvash, you're Mechaper, for the fact the person acts with a Bagaivinik. Avnit, that's the Garto, Mechaperas Al-Hiru Alev, it's Mechaper on bad thoughts you had. Ahechad East, where it is, the Chsiv, Royal Alev Aaron. So if he goes this year, shouldn't be a lay baron, but stamp the Yavnit. So on the side it says that the Gisha should be Echdis to show you Chokin used to tie around the Gartol Kinegra Tzila Yedayim by his elbows. Dainu Kinegra Leiv, that's what he used to put the Gartol. Not by the waist, but a little bit further up by his elbows, by the near the heart. So the Yavnit was Mechaper on Yehurei Haleiv. Yeah. Then choshen, that's the breastplates, mechaper ladinim, any wrong psak adinim or the paskin wrong a dinam dinamomnis tersev yosis choshen mishpat ephod. That's like was the top robe he wore. Mechaper alavoy dezoros. Mechaper alavoy dezoros. That's if it says ain ephod v'torfis. When there's no ephod, then there'll be torfis. Then there'll be the chet of avoy dezoros. Rashi says and ephod v'torfis means bizman shenefu. When there's no ephod, have the oven trofim. Then there'll be the chet of trofim. That was the getchkes the avoy dezoros. Meal, another robe the kohen gadol wears. The meal. Mechaper loshen rat. Mechaper loshen hora. Is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yovi Dovish Shabakil. On the bottom of the meal there were the bells when the kohen used to walk, used to make noise. So Yovi Dov, let this decket come that has noise to it. V'yichapra ma'isakol, let it be mechapra on Lashon Hara. So kids, here you see the meal is mechapra on Lashon Hara, not mitzaras. Tzitz, the fact that kohen gadol wears the tzitz, is mechapra ma'isa yazeponim. Somebody asks, what's pedik yazeponim? So tzitz is mechapra. Sivaka says over here, V'hoya metzach Aaron. Uksivosem umetzach isha zoyin hoi lecho. Yeah. Therefore, as we point him, do as this to chutzpah. So, kopa lechutz lulu v'stira. Here it's mashma that these things are mechapra moshin hara. Not negoyim. Samora says, lekashe hoda hani maisav hoda lo yahani maisav. One with actions helped, and one with actions did not help. So, iyahani maisav os negoyim olay. If his actions did something, the Rashi learns the Hani Meisav means Shinis Kaitat Wayodi, you caused the Machlekis, you caused the fight. Of course, you said this Lashon Hara, you caused the fight to take place. So that's worse. Then it's not enough just for the Avnet, but then it's not enough for the meal, but then you have to have Negoyim. And Ho, the Loyahani Meisav, where you didn't cause anything bad by the Lashon Hara, that's when you have the meal could be Mechaper. So that's the question, Morris says. Yeah, good. So that's the Teretz. Mor says, "I, we Amar Rab Simon, we Amar Rab Simon, Amar Rab Yeshua Ben Levi, Shnei Devorim Lo Mitzino Lemba Karbonas Kapara. Two things by the Karbonas we don't find the Kapara for them, but B'dov Racha with something else Mitzino Lemba Kapara we do find the Kapara. What is that? Shvichas Damim." If you kill somebody by the mashmadas or by the begodim, by the kabonis, you don't find the kapara. So that's a kasha. Before we said that it is mechapara on shvichas damim. It says before the kislenis is mechapara shvichas damim. And here it's mashma know that for shvichas damim, veloshin hara, these are the two things. That there's no kapara for kabonis. That's the stereo. Here we just said the kislenis and the meal is mechapara. But here it says, no, by Kabonis, by the God, there's nothing to be Mechaper, but something else is. What's something else? Shvichas Domim is Biegla Rufa. They bring Biegla Rufa, that's the Kapora for Shvichas Domim. Veloshin Hara, that's the Keteris. When they bring the Keteris, the sense that they burn inside the Kodesh, Kodashim, that's Mechaper on Loshin Hara. Zchurat Sestira. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanina, Lat Lamadnu Lekteris Shemechaperis. We know the Keteris is Mechaper. The Pasuk says, V'yitin es Keteris v'yichaper alom. So by bringing the Keteris, burning this incense, that makes a Kapora. Which Kapora? For the son of the Rebbe Yishmael, Al-Mah Keteris Mechaper, was the Keteris Mechaper? Al-Loshin Hara? Yizomah Kosh Baruch Hu says, Yovah Dovah V'chashoy. A lot of times you talk Loshin Hara privately, nobody else should hear you. So let something be said quietly, V'yichaper, let something come quietly means, the Keteris is brought lefnai lefnim, nobody else is there when they bring the Keteris. So let the Keteris come and be mechaper, v'yechaper ma'isech hasher, and also be mechaper and feminist them quietly. On Lashon Hara, that people speak quietly. Rashi says, shebchashoi quietly means Keteris. Nasis b'heichol, not after the Kodesh Kedoshim, not on Yom Kippur. But though he has gone in the Heichol, v'chashoi quietly, k'tanya perakoytzele v'sech yuma, that Parshim and Ben Ulam and Mizbeach B'Shastos, everybody else went outside. B'Shastos, they were doing the Keteris there. The same thing, Lashon Hara, also you speak B'Chashoi. So Mor says, I call upon him, Kasha Shvichas Domim, Shvichas Domim. It's a theory with Shvichas Domim. Before we said, the Kesainis is Mechaper and Shvichas Domim. And here it's Mashim, nothing with Kabonis, only the Egla Rufa. And the same thing, is Kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Kosh Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Before we said, the meal is Mechaper, and here it's Mashim, only the Keteris. So Mor says, no Stira. Shvichav dama shvildom, if you kill somebody, lakashem. Hod the yodam and katli. If we know who you kill, then the ksainis is mechaper, not the eglarufa. Hod the loyodam and katli. If we don't know who the murderer is, then we bring the eglarufa, that's mechaper. So, where's the question? The yodam and katli, if we know who you killed, the more bakotlu, the guy's mechuiv misa. What do you mean to say that the ksainis is mechaper? He's chayiv misa. If we know who he killed, and we know who killed, he's chayiv misa. Samura says the case is bemezid lo yasra bay, where true he did it bemezid, there were two edim there, but they didn't warn him. Since they didn't warn him, he's not chayiv misa. So in such a case, that's where the ksainis is mechaper. Now, loshanara lakash is no stira. I'll tell you, it depends how you say it. Tov itzina. If you said loshanara quietly, bitzina, then taka the k'teris is mechaper on you. And other for